This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have been warned that home heating oil prices will skyrocket this winter. Well, now National Grid and Eversource say we could be in for some sticker shock as well when we open our electric bills.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
National Grid said it is looking to increase rates this winter by more than 60% from a year ago.
They can't do that. She's on a very fixed income.
Gas, food, transportation, clothing, basics of life. This is very painful for people.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And we saved the planet. We're saving the planet with record $360 billion.
It's not about the money. I, my friend, am now part of the Green Revolution.
Are you? Most electricity still comes from gas plants and coal-burning smokestacks. Do you know where your electricity comes from?
It's all about pushing, pushing, pushing.
Hey, where's your dignity? Spread out.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
President Trump will be in Wilmington, North Carolina tonight for a rally. It'll be interesting to compare and contrast his coherence and his stamina compared to the current occupant of the assisted living facility that the White House has become, the memory wing. Let's play, before we do the Trump play, let's play a couple more Biden cuts. Can I have cut 23, please?
But the truth is, there's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bones that are collapsing.
What? They're taking credit for what? Brandon, can I hear that one? What are they taking credit for, these Republicans?
But the truth is, there's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bones that are collapsing.
Okay.
Was he trying to say Bogotas?
Si se puede, Padway. Cut 24.
Gas prices. I know I got criticized for going in the stockpile. Well, guess what? Gas prices are down $1.30 a gallon.
Guess what? They're still up almost 70% from when you were installed as president after your selection in November 2020. Time now for the Trump line.
I think I finally figured out why they call it Martha's Vineyard. The least little thing bothers them, nothing but wine.
Would you like some cheese with that wine, Karen?
I don't need to look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average anymore. I just look to see if Biden made any public statements, and I know my 401 just tanked.
I don't think that his statements have much to do with it. I don't think the people on the market are just are paying too much attention to him anymore. It's just that the fact that he is still in the White House, that's enough. All you have to do is see him. It could be a silent movie, a silent video, and you would say, sell, sell, sell. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared as global unrest endangers your food supply. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase.
I've never been a believer in climate change, but after checking with my financial advisor today, my financial climate has really changed. Yikes.
Yeah. Not only are the days getting shorter, your money supply for your retirement is getting much shorter. This guy, 813, has been texting me about the EVs, and he's a Tesla man. In its simplest forms, EVs are just new technology, and it's common for people to resist new things. Try to divorce the idea from Brandon and the psycho libs. It's like the iPhone of cars, except there are really no competitors to Tesla. Well, when it's easy to recharge and I can go, 800 miles on a charge, and replacing the battery isn't going to cost me $5,000 or $10,000, then I'll consider trading in my fossil fuel SUV.
Even anybody here seen my old friend Enrique? We were supposed to meet at the bar.
I don't think Ted would really want to meet up with Enrique, because Enrique doesn't have any money. He's trying to run a tab just like a Kennedy. And I think the Kennedys would rather be with someone who's actually going to pick up the tab.
I suspect that this winter's top Google search in the Northeast is going to be, how do I siphon my neighbor's fuel?
Somebody texted me and said they just bought a new electric blanket. Which is really nice. I like sleeping under an electric blanket. It's nice and warm and toasty. But, the problem with an electric blanket is you got to get up out of bed in the morning, and then if it's 50 degrees in the house, you're going to feel it.
I suspect it.
Lovey, can you believe that deplorable Donald Trump whining about the FBI taking his will? It's only a matter of time before his execrable epigone, Genghis Carr, claims they took his Brown University postcard. Perhaps one day they'll have consecutive BOP numbers.
I didn't come here to be made sport of. I saw Michael Cohen, his former lawyer, Trump's former lawyer, on TV the other day. This is the end of the Trump Organization, this stupid lawsuit that was filed by the Attorney General of New York State. And I looked up Michael Cohen. He's 56 years old, and guess what, Taylor? He has a BOP number. I don't think I'll ever have a BOP number, and I don't think the President Trump will ever have one either.
The latest COVID variant has arrived. It's called COVID-MT. Symptoms include empty gas tanks, empty refrigerators, empty wallets, empty oil tanks. If you experience any of these symptoms, blame the empty-headed Democrats.
That variant of COVID also brings on shrinkage. Shrinkage of your 401k, your IRA, your SEP.
Joe Biden's in the new movie. It's called The Sixth Senselessness. He sees invisible people, shakes their hands, and talks to them.
Yes, The Sixth Senseless. I like that.
Once Judge Joseph smuggled out the dim voter, you'd think the judiciary would have smelled the odor. But she's a mommy and a fellow commie, so their only choice is to promote her.
Yes, that is correct, Limerick Guy.
Howie, just remember, when we're all freezing this winter, it's for the common good and the children.
Yes. Everything is for the children. Be sure to vote to increase your income taxes 80% in Massachusetts, because it's for the children.
Why not send the old Orange Line subway cars to Martha's Vineyard? Perfect instant housing for the Venezuelans.
Yeah, they had a problem with one of the new cars. They'd been in service for, what, 2 or 3 days, and then they had to take it out of service. And they're saying that they're just going to keep two of the old cars for a museum, some kind of transportation museum. Those old cars never had a problem. They were on the elevated line, the Rattler, they called it, among other things. And now we have this amazing new technology and no more Rattlers above ground, no more elevated lines. And guess what? It doesn't run worth bleep.
Say, Ed, did you hear Martha's Vineyard got the illegals off the island in 40 hours?
You are correct, sir.
That's faster than this morning's Orange Line commute.
Exactly. That's my point.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message any weekday between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The number to call if you want to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second all-new Chump Line, you can do so. It's called Chopped Chumps. That's where we put the messages that we didn't play just now that were left today. And you can get Chopped Chumps around 7 o'clock every weeknight, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. It's the second Chump Line of the day. The Chump Line today was brought to you by ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared as global unrest is endangering your food supply. Go to ReadyWise, get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase.
Lovey, can you believe that deplorable Donald Trump whining about the FBI taking his will? It's only a matter of time before his execrable epigone, Genghis Carr, claims he took his Brown University postcard. Perhaps one day they'll have consecutive BOP numbers.
Yeah, dream on, Mr. Secretary. By the way, Kerry said, I don't know if the Inflation Reduction Act will really reduce inflation. Oh, I think you really do know the answer. It won't reduce inflation. But what does he care? He's America's gigolo. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile has done in multiple school districts in Texas, ousting the wokesters and the proponents of CRT and other doctrines that are not good for your children. The left is losing their minds as their candidates lose their elections. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and it's a force for conservative values. This is because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment, among other things, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same great nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. But in the difference between going with Patriot Mobile and the wokesters is you're supporting conservative values with every call rather than the defund the police movements and transgender grooming, et cetera, et cetera. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT if you want to stop sending your money to the wokesters and you want to start sending it to good, solid, all-American conservative values. Get free activation with the offer code Howie. It's easy to activate Patriot Mobile. I did it myself in about 5 minutes, and if I can do it, I'm sure you can do it as well. Special discounts are also available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today like I did. I'm even saving money on the deal. And a difference tomorrow. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Howie. PatriotMobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Yeah.
He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
I don't think that was Jimi Hendrix, but it sounded a little like Jimi Hendrix. Who is that?
I'm just saying, this is Stephen Stills, but I put these bumpers in a long time ago, and this is like the first time I'm hearing them. It's strange.
It's the first time I'm hearing them, too.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
Apparently, we fell into some sort of bumper rotation funk, and we're just getting out of it.
Oh, I like this. I like that. That was good. 844-500-4242. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean that I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code Howie65 at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. That's a good deal, obviously, 65% off with code Howie65. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's going to happen in the midterms? Republicans take control of the House and the Senate. Each party will control one body of Congress, or Democrats retain control of the House and the Senate.
I think Republicans will take over both branches,
Very
both houses.
Optimistic audience today, 73% agree with you. 19% say each party will control one body. 8% say Democrats retain control of both.
I think the reason for the optimism is the pessimism about the general state of the economy and society in general. And that, you know, even Karens, Democrats at large can understand exactly what's going on in the country right now, or some of them can anyway. And they're going to throw the rascals out, throw the bums out. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Play a couple more Brandon cuts here before Police Blotter Facts Friday. Cut 22.
That's why, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and those of you who know me, no one ever doubts I mean what I say. The problem is I sometimes say all that I mean.
What? What did he say?
I mean, no one ever doubts I mean what I say. The problem is I sometimes say all that I mean.
Sometimes says all that he means. May we quote you on that? By the way, we told you a couple of days ago about this this COVID relief fraud in Minnesota. $250 million so far that they've discovered. These are free lunch programs. The mastermind was someone named Amy Bach, but the rest of them were most. They appear to be Somali immigrants, and now one of the alternative news sites in Minnesota, because of course it wouldn't be the Minneapolis Star Tribune or the pathetic St. Paul Pioneer Press, Alpha News, it's called. 48 people have been indicted, and so far Alpha News has found that at least 9 of the 48 people, again, most of them are Somalis or Somali Americans, accused of defrauding the government of $250 million, have donated to Democrat office holders in Minnesota. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Farmer Labor Party in Minnesota.
I'm shocked.
For that is indeed what it is known as. So one of the Democrat donors, DFL donors, allegedly transferred the money to shell companies and used it to purchase a resort in Kenya, a truck and a boat. A judge ordered the release of this Somali, even though there was the prosecution said he might flee the country. At least 3 of the Democrat defendants have already left the country, according to the prosecutors. So $250 million, and the U.S. attorney, when he announced the indictments a couple of days ago, he said that's the bottom, that's the floor. It's going to go higher, a lot higher. 844-500-4242. Isn't it great? COVID, a boon to the Democrat Party and to Democrat donors across the globe. They're also saying that the unemployment, the COVID unemployment fraud, is now put at $45.6 billion. $45.6 billion. Before that said it was $16 billion. I'm going to guess it's going to go a lot higher than $45 billion. I'm Howie Carr. This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I could also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That terrible hate crime in North Dakota, the deranged, drunken Democrat who ran over an 18-year-old male because he said he was a Republican extremist. Turns out the kid was not a Republican. He wasn't political at all. But the Democrat just decided to kill him in a hate crime, ran over him. And then, of course, they released him. What the hell's going on when North Dakota is acting like Massachusetts or New York or California? Anyway, it's that time of the week. It's the bottom of the third hour of the show. You know what that means, what time it is.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
Time now for Police Blotter Facts Friday. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from the local police written column in your local daily or weekly newspaper. Some call it the police log, others the police blotter, or it can be a standalone story. As long as it's kind of humorous and involves the local constabulary, send it to grace@howiecarshow.com, and at this time, every Friday evening, we read the funniest entries of the week, and the two best entries of the week, in our opinion, get a nice gift. What do they get this week, Grace, the winners?
They will get a Make Gas Cheap Again shirt.
All right. Nice, nice red shirt. Available also at HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store.
In case you're not a winner. All right, so these are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Woman caught driving down footpath after red wine binge told cops her dog was behind the wheel.
Hillary Clinton was arrested?
A 47-year-old in South Wales was leaving a bar and restaurant during the middle of the day when a man noticed her attempting the maneuver in her drunk state and called the police. Johnson managed to reverse on the fifth attempt before driving down a footpath and hitting a bus stop, which was next to a children's play area.
Wait a second. The bus stop was on a footpath? How was the bus getting down the footpath?
I don't know. It's the UK. Things are wonky over there.
They drive on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
Even when they're not drunk.
She blamed the whole thing on her pet dog, Lily.
Lily. Was Lily a corgi?
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
It actually does not say what kind of dog, but I like to think that Lily was a corgi. Youths throw hamburger at woman's car, Man sends harassing messages to neighbors over cigarette smoke issue. So this is a real classic police blotter, but I'm going to focus on the first one. A woman told police she was stopped at a red light downtown beside Hair of the Dog.
Hair of the Dog?
When a man walked...
What kind of place is Hair of the Dog? Is it a pet grooming?
I think it's a bar, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But you could be right. It could be a...
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
When a man walked up to her car and scared her, she said she pulled out her pepper spray and warned him to back away. A Ford was stopped beside her with three white males in it. They thought she was talking to them.
Were they wearing MAGA hats?
And they threw a hamburger at her car. They followed her a short ways. She then followed them and got their tag number.
Assault and battery with a greasy weapon.
She did not want to press charges, but thought that they might be drunk. Police found the truck and stopped it. The occupants were three 17-year-old boys. They were not drunk, although I do think they threw the hamburger. They were told to go home and to not do that again.
Was there a sickly, sweet smell in the...
It doesn't
indicating
say.
That perhaps they had been partaking of a certain time formally...
Time to ban all assault patties.
Well, here's...
Very good.
Here's
we
one...
We need common sense patty reform.
Here's one where there was definitely a smell. Woman at a Pearl Road bar called 911 to report that she was too drunk to drive. She asked for a ride home.
Why didn't she call Uber or Lyft?
When dispatch suggested that she call Uber or a taxi, the caller put down her phone. Moments later, another woman picked up the phone, but upon hearing that the woman had called 911, she hung up.
Where was that?
Ohio. Strongsville, Ohio. Texas deputies help wrangle 10-foot alligator found in the middle of a road.
Wrangled.
This is Houston, Texas.
Harris County.
A 10-foot alligator was caught taking an early morning stroll in the middle of the road on a Sunday in a neighborhood outside of Houston.
Did Governor Abbott send the alligator to Martha's Vineyard?
The cops shared photos of the gator wandering near a vehicle parked in the street after officials wrangled the gator on a sidewalk. He was safely captured.
What was the gator's name?
Kojak.
It was bald?
Who loves you, baby?
Well, Starsky, Hutch, they're big fans of sitcoms. Florida highway covered in Coors Light beer after semi-crash. This is Brooksville, Florida. A Florida highway had to temporarily close Wednesday after a semi-trailer carrying cases of Coors Light crashed and turned the roadway into a silver sea of beer cans. The multi-vehicle crash occurred shortly after 6 a.m., north of Tampa. The pileup began when one semi-trailer clipped another while changing lanes. That forced other semis to brake, but one failed to stop and collided with a pickup truck and another one of the stopping semis. The semi that failed to stop was filled with cases of the Silver Bullet beer.
Did they have any other beer available?
No. Oh, you wouldn't like Coors?
No, they didn't have any. How about they have regular Coors?
No. But people like Coors Light.
Did they have any Molsons? I mean, it's the same company.
Where did this take place?
Florida.
Florida.
Two men steal TV from...
By the way, the three youths that were arrested?
Yes.
They were put in a paddy wagon.
Oh, very good.
That's from 917.
All right.
Ha, 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 ha.
This story involves a fast food chain, and I'm going to let you and Taylor both get one guess at which fast food chain you think it is.
I'm guessing just by my criminal logic. Criminology training. I'm going to guess Burger King.
Always Burger King.
You'd both be wrong.
Really?
I knew you'd try. I knew you'd guess that. Mm. Two men steal TV from Walmart before going to Taco Bell. Taco Bell is a big one for people who are looking to drive through. I notice.
Taco Bell is just yuck.
You've obviously never had the Crunchwrap Supreme. It is.
Or the Chalupa. Steak chalupa.
Delish.
Yeah.
This happened in Sebastian, Florida.
Not familiar with Sebastian.
So we can assume it's probably far away from you. The Sebastian Police Department received a call from a store employee about two men who tried to load a large television into a black Escalade. So their process...
There's no such thing as a small television anymore, is there?
The process that these criminals took is actually pretty interesting. Officers located the SUV at the fast food restaurant and questioned the two men. The police discovered another television in the back of the vehicle. Now, both men said they were trying to return the TV at a Walmart, and they even showed a receipt from the Palm Bay Walmart and denied stealing the television. A Walmart loss prevention officer told the police the two men were observed in the store attempting to leave with another television similar to the one they already had in the SUV. As they approached the exit, a store employee asked them for a receipt. They told the employee the TV was a return and walked towards the customer service area. Soon after, they exited the store, pushed the television into the vehicle, yelling, "Go, go, go," to one another as a loss prevention officer was following them. However, as the vehicle...
I would have thought that since they weren't headed to Taco Bell, they might have been yelling, "Vamos, vamos!"
However, as the vehicle was leaving, the TV fell out of the rear because the door wasn't closed. Ah, foiled again.
Clever premise for a scheme, but needs a little more fleshing out.
Yeah, finessing for sure. Father and daughter arrested after family feud over takeout Chinese food.
Where'd this happen?
The Villages.
There's an ongoing crime wave at the Villages, and it's a Republican district, too.
Yeah, this one did not involve a golf cart, unfortunately. A father and daughter were arrested after a family feud over takeout Chinese food. The family had ordered takeout Chinese food, but the containers were not properly labeled, leading to confusion about the order. The son...
Confusion about the order. This led to the fray. Do you think they'd been drinking cold tea before they before they ordered out?
The son unknowingly ate food that was not his own, prompting him to be put in a headlock by his father. While he was in the headlock, Atlantis Shell, that's his sister.
Atlanta?
Atlantis.
Atlantis.
Like the city of the lost city of gold. Okay. Atlantis Shell grabbed. No. What is it?
The underwater city, the sunken city.
The sunken city, the windy city of the sea. Right. Atlantis Shell grabbed at her brother's arm. The mother saw...
All hail Atlantis.
I knew he was waiting to do something the way he was looking at me. The mother saw what was happening and yelled at the pair of attackers. In other words...
The attackers, also known as
her family,
members of her nuclear family.
Ordering them to stop. When they did not cease their attack, she called 911.
Put down the sweet and sour sauce.
She's a rat. She called the police on them.
What the dishes were they arguing over? General Gao's chicken or sweet and sour?
You know, Villages News does not have that information.
Fried rice?
Believe it or not, they left this out of the story.
Egg roll?
I'm sure rice was
crab
involved.
Crab Rangoon?
Just because sometimes you think it's brown rice in a container, but it's white rice. That can be a classic mix-up. The individual who was attacked had visible red marks on the front side of his neck and fresh bruising on his left eye. Bruce Shell was arrested on a felony charge. Atlantis Shell was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of battery.
All hail Atlantis. That's a Donovan song, isn't it?
Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Monetary...
Nobody here knows. Everyone's forgotten Donovan.
Brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. That's monetarygold.com/Howie. All right, now this story.
People are telling me Sebastian is about 90 miles, 90 minutes, about 60 miles, 90 minutes away from where I am, north of me. Ooh. On the East Coast.
Is that too close for comfort for you?
That's all right. That wasn't that bad of a story.
All right, now this is an interesting story, mostly because this is something I don't think you'd ever do. Georgia woman who was using a KFC drive-thru finds $543 in cash under her sandwich, decides to return it.
You know what? I would never go to KFC for a sandwich.
But if you found that money, what would you do?
I would chew and screw.
A Georgia woman is being commended by authorities after returning the more than $543 in cash she found under her sandwich. She'd gone to the local restaurant drive-thru over her break. When she opened her lunch and removed her sandwich, she was surprised to find the money under her sandwich. Now, I guess what had happened was that it was the restaurant's daily deposit. It was accidentally placed in her sandwich bag. At first, I thought...
They only had $543 for the entire day?
Maybe it's a slow day for the KFC. This is a good story. This is the heartwarming story. And by the way, when I first heard it, I thought sometimes you have those stories about drive-thrus and fast food chains where there's drug deals going on. So that was where my mind went. But I'm happy to know that it was
okay. We're going to be back in a moment with some of the
Hail Atlantis.
Hail Atlantis. What's the bail for Atlantis and the bottom of the sea? What do Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, and the Canadian Truckers Union have in common?
They don't know what Atlantis by Donovan is either.
What?
Peter Navarro might know.
They've all used Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go is the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. You just heard Peter Navarro on the show the other day talking about it. He's used it. He owes $700,000 in legal bills for a misdemeanor, and he's already raised about $250,000 on Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go is a better site than the other crowd fundraising site because they don't discriminate. If you need funds for medical, legal, or even pet bills, then you should look at Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go doesn't charge a fee. Give, Send, Go lets the giver decide how much extra to give to the site. This means you can keep more of the donated dollars. Give, Send, Go has also been involved in helping those with legal fees surrounding election integrity issues. Give, Send, Go has a 501c arm, which allows you to write off your donation. Take a look at their site, givesendgo.com, and see all of the wonderful opportunities to help people in need, including Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, and the Canadian Truckers Union. Become part of their giver army. Check them out today at givesendgo.com. That's givesendgo.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That's the number. And now it's time. We got time for any runners-up, or are we just going to go straight to the winners, Grace?
I think we'll go straight to the winners.
Okay.
Beyond Meat suspends executive accused of biting another man's nose.
It's been a bad run for Beyond Meat. They thought they were going to take over the world, kind of like electric vehicles. And apparently all the fast food restaurants that put all these Whataburgers or whatever, not a burgers on their menu have dumped it because nobody wanted it.
Beyond,
I can't imagine why no one would want a Whataburger or not a burger when they could have a real burger, a Whataburger.
Beyond Meat on Tuesday said it had suspended Chief Operating Officer Doug Ramsey three days after the executive allegedly bit another man's nose outside of a football game. Ramsey was charged.
I thought if you work for Beyond Meat, don't you have to be a vegetarian? I mean, this guy was cannibalizing. He bit someone in the nose.
Yeah, he got the tip of it too.
He bit the tip off?
Yeah.
Oh, this is like a Southie thing.
Like a Tyson Holyfield fight.
Mullins and the Killeens.
Ramsey was charged with felony battery and making a terroristic threat after an incident in which he's accused of biting a man's nose. The fracas occurred outside Saturday's football game between the Arkansas Razorbacks and Missouri State Bears. Ramsey,
I don't understand that either. So he's from Arkansas, so he's a Razorbacks fan. That means pig, ham, sausage. Pulled pork.
Nothing's adding up.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. None of this makes sense.
Ramsey was attempting to leave the game in his Bronco when another driver tried to inch in front and made contact with Ramsey's vehicle, according to the report. Ramsey allegedly got out of his car and punched the driver on the other car. Mr. Ramsey also bit the owner's nose, ripping the flesh on the tip of the nose. He was also heard threatening the driver's life. I guess he works, he's the head of retail poultry operations.
Poultry?
Yeah.
I thought or fake poultry operations.
It just says poultry. But you're right. It could be fake poultry.
Okay. The other one.
On August 20th, a concerned passerby called police about a motorized wheelchair that was weaving in and out of traffic in Strongsville, Ohio. An arriving officer located the driver.
Strongsville Strong.
Who was wearing a blue hoodie at a Drake Road store.
Was it the would-be Senator Fetterman?
I don't believe so.
Wrong state, I guess. One state west.
The man was advised to drive his wheelchair on the sidewalk. It's crazy how fast these wheelchairs can go, though. These motorized wheelchairs. They can really pick up speed.
You can modify them, too, to go faster.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's the speed limit in the villages for a motorized wheelchair?
Probably the same as a golf cart, I'd assume.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
We're going to have a special guest when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.